From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. ICE agents have not been deployed at Salt Lake City International Airport. The Trump administration's done so at several other airports. A partial government shutdown means TSA workers aren't being paid, and some aren't showing up. That creates long lines for passengers. Nancy Vollmer is the spokesperson for the Salt Lake Airport. She says they have resources for TSA workers, like a food pantry.
They can come and get everything from meat to toilet paper and pet food. A lot of the airlines and other concessions here that are supporting them in other ways, providing lunches for the entire crew, it really makes them feel like they're valued.
Despite things running smoothly, Vollmer says the fear of longer lines means passengers are showing up early. She still says that's a good idea because the situation could change at any point. Utah Senator John Curtis is taking a swing at more strictly regulating prediction markets like CalSheet and Polymarket at the federal level. A bill he's co-sponsored would explicitly prohibit these companies from handling transactions tied to sports betting or casino-style games. Utah lawmakers have already passed a bill banning these companies from operating in the state. Governor Spencer Cox supports it. But CalSheet claims they are not a gambling site and are regulated by the federal government. President Donald Trump has personal ties to CalSheet. His son, Donald Trump Jr., is their strategic advisor. Law enforcement is looking for whoever vandalized petroglyphs near Moab. The Grand County Sheriff's Office says it's in the Tusher Tunnel area. Contact information appears carved into the rock and may be related to a race team. Officials say they take it seriously when people damage cultural and historic resources. Fines can run several thousand dollars, and petroglyph damage is an ongoing problem in Utah. The sheriff's office asks anyone with information about this recent incident to contact them. Driverless cars could be coming to Utah. Lawmakers are trying to settle some questions first. Alex L. Cabrera with Utah News Dispatch has more.
Utah wants to clear up a few things before driverless cars come to the Beehive State. Lawmakers passed a bill this year that sets up who's liable in case there's an accident. It has not been signed by Utah Governor Spencer Cox yet. But if it becomes law, people who are hurt in an accident or have property damage will have to prove it was because of an automated driving system. Damages for some claims could be capped at $1 million. That includes pain and suffering. But it doesn't include huge medical costs, job loss, or wrongful death. And for some lawsuits, people will have to prove the vehicle caused more injuries than a human doing the same thing. Lawmakers hope the measure will reassure businesses looking to get into Utah's market. For KUER News, I'm Alexel Cabrera with Utah News Dispatch.
We're 1 year away from a public open house for the Salt Lake Temple. It'll start April 5th, 2027, and run for about 6 months. Church members and the general public will be able to tour the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints flagship building. In the meantime, the progress is starting to be more visible. Some of the construction equipment has already been cleared away. The first time since 2020, all scaffolding is gone from the building's exterior, and the tower cranes aren't there either. And there are now glass art windows in the north entrance buildings on Temple Square. The church started renovations in 2019. You are listening to KUER News.